Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. It's been a really, really long time, and I'm not gonna lie. I am very tired and, like, kind of out of it. But I thought that doing a podcast episode would, well, the feelings I'm experiencing would be a good podcast episode, and doing the podcast episode would help me feel better, I felt like. So here I am. Finally, I'm back on the mic, my mom's mic that I borrow to do this. But yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now, like, but not like big things that matter. Like, I just did my nails a couple hours ago, and then I forgot that I did my nails and I took a shower, so they're like totally chipped and like messed up. So that was dumb. They didn't look good anyways, so like it was fine. And then I went to go grab my computer and my charger to do a podcast episode, and pretty sure that my dad spilled coffee syrup onto the charger because it was like sitting in the kitchen and there was something sticky all over it, and now it's all over my hand and my hand is sticky because of that. And also, my brother Jay Zoll is in his room trying to record a song right now, and I love him, but sometimes it gets a little old hearing him do the same, like, three words over and over and over again because he's a perfectionist. So, again, not things that matter, but all little things that just, like, are getting under my skin a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. But, anyways, okay, let's unwind a little bit. I don't even remember the last time I did a podcast episode. I'm pretty sure it was with Cayenne and we did the coffee talk thing, which was super fun. And now every single time that Cayenne and I like work together or see each other, we always end up having these deep conversations like out of the blue. And she's always like, we need to do another podcast episode. This is such a good conversation. And so I will definitely have to have Cayenne back on here because she's right. We do have good conversations when we're together. So that will definitely have to happen. But basically, I don't know how to get into what this episode's going to be about. I don't even know like what the relative theme is, but I just, Jay Zoll just responded to my text. I told him to respectfully be quiet. He did not like that. Anyways, so I was just like not on a trip, but I went to my friend's Airbnb for like a few days with a bunch of my friends, and we all just stayed there and hung out. And obviously when you do that, you're gonna have a lot of fun. Like, it was a pretty good time and we had really, really good food. We all like chipped in and made meals and you know, went swimming, played games, watched movies, had bonfires, like all that kind of stuff. And it was, like I said, it was really, really fun. Like, nothing at all was wrong with it. But like, I've noticed lately that whenever I go to like a big gathering or I have a lot of fun at something, I like dread coming home. And I mean, I feel like that's kind of normal for people. Like, no one wants to, like, you, if I could, I would take every day off from work and do that every single day with my friends. Because obviously I didn't work over those days either, and it was super, super nice. But that's not real life, and that kind of sucks, because it just feels so good in the moment, and then you kind of get back to reality, and it's just like, it's kind of like experiencing jet lag when you're, I guess, it's like coming back from a vacation. It's just like, oh, that's right. Like, you know, and it sucks though, because I want to have a life that I really enjoy making my way back to. And like I said, obviously vacations are going to feel amazing. You know, I don't really want to work. I don't really want to wake up before 7 o'clock. I don't want to see people that I don't necessarily enjoy being around when I'm in like a work environment or whatnot, but that's not how life works. And I got back like earlier this afternoon, I don't know what time. I'm recording this at about 5:30, and I got back earlier this afternoon, like 2-ish, something like that. And I just kind of like didn't do anything. I was planning on, still had energy when I was with everyone, and then I went home, or on my way home, I was like, oh, I'm gonna like clean my room and rearrange a little bit so I feel good and whatever. And it's like the second that I step through the door of my own house, I just find every reason not to do those things. And I always am better at convincing myself not to do them than to actually do them, which is really, really annoying. And it's just a terrible habit that I've gotten into. But not just like this week or like this time I've felt this. I feel this like lately. Whenever I have a good time anywhere and then I come back, it's like I don't enjoy being in my room. I don't really enjoy, like, I love my house and my family, but it just feels very old and repetitive, and like I'm not actually present with what I'm, like, if I'm at home, I'm not present with what I'm doing. Or like if I'm working, you know, I've worked at Jitters for how many years now, when I'm there it just kind of feels like I'm going through the motions. Like nothing feels new. Nothing feels interesting. I see the same people every day. I have the same conversations every day. And it's just kind of, it just gets really, really tiring. But not the kind of tiring where it's actually, like, there's a difference between being tired because you've been active and being tired because you've sat around all day. And the kind of tired that I feel from those things is the tired that I feel when I'm not productive. And that's worse. I would rather feel tired from like going on a run than from taking a nap, you know, like it's completely different, but one is definitely better than the other, but they also both need to happen. But anyways, it's just been this thing lately. And when I say lately, I would take that lately. I mean like a long time. It's been a long time that I've been having a hard time like showing myself love and respect and discipline and basically just all the things that I need in order to live a good life. Like I'm just not really there for myself the way that I used to be. And I think that, I mean, it's hard to trace it back to like one thing. I don't think it's necessarily a thing that happened or something that someone said. I think it really stems from who I am and the habits that I have let myself get into. And I was thinking about that. I was writing in my journal because I've been trying to get better lately, and I am getting better. I can tell, but obviously it takes a while to do better when you've been down for so long. And I was writing in my journal, and I thought of how in the beginning of the year, like in January, I did this thing with my mom where we did like vision boards, and I have mine hanging up in my room. It's like right next to me right now. But basically a vision board is pretty much what it sounds like. You take stuff like out of magazines, or you can like write stuff down, or just, it's basically you create your own art. You just put everything that inspires you onto one poster. And then the idea of it is that you like pick one word that you want to kind of, or that you feel connected to and that you aspire to live up to in a way in your own head. And you use that throughout the whole year. And my mom gave everybody in the class like a list of words, or just, you know, stuff to look at. And the word that I ended up picking was effortlessness. And I didn't think a ton about it. I honestly, I like the way that effortlessness looks. I like the look of the word, and I like the idea of it. And it just kind of felt like the right one to pick. So I was like, all right, effortlessness, that's going to be my word for this year. And when, like people, you know, would ask like, oh, well, what, why that word? And when I was asked that, I said, well, I think that they're like it with my life. I've always tried really, really hard. Like I've always worked hard at things, not everything, but most things I really work hard at and I want to be good at. And I just don't really like to half-ass anything. But there are some things that I think I need to let go a little bit and just let it be effortless. You know, when it comes to like, like, I can't control what other people do or what other people think. I need to let that just let it go. And like, when it comes to loving myself, that needs to just be effortless. Like, that was what I said. I said, I want self-love to feel effortless, because it should be effortless. I mean, why not love yourself? Like, you know, that was just my response to what that person said. And I wanted to do a podcast episode today because honestly, I needed to fill my time, and I needed to do it in like a filling my cup kind of way, not like cup stays the same or like I'm dumping water out. I didn't want to take a nap. I didn't want to watch any more TV. I needed to do something that would fuel my mind and my body. And obviously for me, this is a way to get things out and to help other people who probably feel the same way. So I figured that it would help. But as I was thinking about what to do a podcast episode on, I like automatically thought of that. And it's not like I like think of that moment regularly. I don't just, it's not like in the back of my mind. I just randomly thought of, oh, effortlessness. That was my word for this year. And that's what I said to that lady who asked, you know, why I picked that word. And then I thought about it more. And I was like, I was so not right. Like, loving yourself is hard. It is not effortless at all. I don't remember a time in my life when loving myself came easy. And I mean, it's sad, but it's true. Like, there have definitely been moments where, or I guess eras or phases of my life that, like, I definitely liked the version of me more in that moment than other versions of myself. But it was never as easy to love me as it was to love, like, friends or family or anything like that. And that's just always, I don't know, I think I've had different things with, like, self-discipline. Like, there have been times in my life when I'm like really, really self-disciplined to the point where it starts to get a little like, you know, when coaches say like, oh, you know, it's tough love. Like, I care about all of you, but I'm being tough on you because it's out of love. And it's like, yeah, but there's a line, you know, when you need to show yourself grace. And I feel like I crossed that line quite a few times just in the past. And it's either that, like, I'm super, super overly disciplined, or I just completely let myself go and I, like, don't care about myself at all. And it shows. Like, I wrote down all of the things that I've been doing that literally show that I don't love myself at all. And it's like, you know, leaving your room messy, like always having a messy room. I always tell myself, well, my room's just messy because I'm a slob. Like, my dad's a slob. Like, I don't know. I just don't like to pick stuff up. Like, it's not that deep, but it kind of is, because that's your space. And I think, like, I noticed when I was hanging out with all of my friends at the Airbnb, I have no problem with, like, I did a ton of dishes, and it's not like somebody said like, oh, anybody want to do the dishes? It was like, I just did them. It wasn't a big deal. Or like, I have no problem like making meals for people or cleaning up after other people. But when it's after myself, it is completely different. It's almost like I want myself to get in trouble, or like I want there to be a reason to, I don't know, be mad. Or not be mad, but like, my mom gets on me a lot about it. She's like, clean your room. You're 19 years old. Your room should not look the way that it looks. And it, like, doesn't faze me at all, because it's almost like I'm like, yep, I deserve that. So I'm just going to leave it dirty so that she keeps yelling at me. And it's like, I don't know what I did to get to that point of where, like, it's just stupid. And it sounds very, like, victim-like, like, well, I deserve it, so I'm just going to keep my room dirty. It's like, dude, just clean your room. Like, it's little things like that that, I don't know, I feel like messy room, messy head. Like, that's just how it is. And doing a little thing like picking up stuff around me, keeping my room tidy, would make my mind feel a little bit clearer because it wouldn't stress me out that there's stuff all over the place. But your space definitely reflects what's going on in your life and in your body and your brain and your heart. Even if it doesn't feel that deep, I think that it is. So, yeah, I have a messy room. I always have a really long to-do list. Like, I always leave things to do until the last minute to stress myself out. And I used to think, again, my dad is like that. He's a big procrastinator, and a lot of people procrastinate. So I was always like, oh, I'm just procrastinating. It's not that big of a deal. It's like, no, I will actually, like, purposely wait so that I feel stressed. It's like it's not even that I treat myself like someone I don't love. It's like I treat myself like someone that I hate. It's like I go out of my way to make myself feel bad. And that's not good. Messy room, long to-do list, I nap all the time, and Corey is always telling me not to, and I always get mad at him for it, but he's right. It's not good for me. I mean, every now and then, like, I don't know. Every now and then, if you got, like, a really bad night's sleep and you really feel like taking an hour-long nap is going to, like, that's going to give you the right amount of sleep for the next night, then yeah. But I will catch myself, like, being bored and then be like, well, guess I'll just sleep. It's like, what? That's not how life is supposed to go. Another one is avoiding outdoors. Like today, after I got back from hanging out with all my friends, I had just been outside with everybody. I was loving it. I was, you know, we're all wearing swimsuits. We're all like in the sun tanning. We're playing beanbags. We're in the hot tub, everything. The second I get home, it's like I'm anti-sun. Like I don't want to be in it anymore. And it's like, okay, well, when you were with people that you love, you were in it. So when you're by yourself, you can't go outside and go for a walk or just tan on your own. Like, what's so hard about that? That, again, I act as if I, like, don't deserve to do that when it's just me. Like, I have to be with someone in order to enjoy it. Another one is eating food that is easy. And by easy, I mean, like, microwaved stuff, chips, like going to Walmart and getting, or like going to Subway, you know, it's also money when you could just make something at home. At the end of the day, the meals that you actually make for yourself are always going to feel so much better. Even if it's not like the healthiest thing in the world. I mean, if you make yourself something kind of like, I don't know, on the unhealthier side, as long as it took like ingredients and you actually had to take effort to put it together. Again, I would make a meal for someone I love. I make dinner for Corey every now and then. I mean, for both of us, but like sometimes I'm like, oh, hey, you want to come over and I'll make us dinner. I'll make us like steaks and salad or whatever. And I like genuinely enjoy doing that, but I don't do that for myself. Like I don't do it when it's just me. And then watching TV. I watch TV to avoid boredom, even though I don't even enjoy watching the TV, because it's like I'm putting myself through the pain of like knowing that I'm not being productive. And there's something about being productive that scares me so much. And I don't know if it's like, because like I said, in the past, I've been super disciplined. Like, I remember there have been multiple times, but in my head, my life is not like based on ages. It's like based on these eras of how I felt in that time, because I feel like I change so often. And when I was like, oh, I think it was my sophomore year of high school, I like ran 3 miles every single day. I wasn't in a sport or anything. I think it was during COVID actually. So like there just wasn't a lot going on. I would run 3 miles every day. I ate so healthy. I would like go shopping with my friends, and I worked a lot and I really enjoyed working. Like I remember loving to go to work, and like I was doing things to fuel my mind and my body and my attitude. Like, I was in a good place. Same with my junior year when I was doing one act. Like, it was something that I really enjoyed, and it reflected, like, I was doing good for myself. I put myself into something that I loved, that fueled me, that made me feel good, that I was good at, with people that I loved. And it made me love myself because I did it for me. Like, I wasn't in one act because someone that I cared about told me to do one act or anything like that. It was fully my choice. And it ended up being like the best experience of my life. And I had the best routine. I woke up early. I made good breakfast. I made myself a good lunch every day. I didn't drink an insane amount of caffeine. I drank water. I didn't nap all the time. I got good sleep. Like, I was on top of my shit. And then once one act was over, I kind of, like, again, it kind of just hit this point of, ugh, okay, here we are again. You know, I'm back to feeling awful. But, like, obviously you're going to feel that way when certain things are over. But you got to find a way to, like, pick yourself up. You know, you have to be enough for you at the end of the day. You can't rely on other things. You can't rely on other people. It has to only, you have to be okay with just being with you. And it's not as easy as it sounds, like I was saying. One of the biggest things I've noticed that I do, and again, people are going to think it's not that deep, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's not, but to me it is. I always let my plants die. Every single time. I don't think I've ever had a plant last longer than like the shortest life expectancy that it can have. And that's flowers or like a hanging plant. Or like, I'm sitting in my room right now. The only plant in here, I have three plants in here. The only one that's living is the succulent plant that I have, because those live for a long time, like naturally. I haven't watered it in a hot minute. But I have a vase of flowers that is dead, and it's fine that they die. Like, they are supposed to die. You know, flowers don't last that long. But, like, I haven't moved them. It's like I'm, like, they're just there. And obviously dead flowers don't look nice. They don't belong out in the open for people to see. Dead flowers are supposed to be thrown away and let go of. You know, why I keep them around, I don't know. And then I also have a hanging plant. I don't think I watered it since I hung it up. And it is dead. And it's just sitting there. And I always hate when therapists make like analogies with plants. They're always like, we are plants. We need to be kind to ourselves in order to live. And I hate when they say that, because I've had multiple therapists be like, buy a plant. And they think it's going to make me feel better. And I'm like, actually, screw you. I'd rather you give me any other advice than buy a plant, because I don't know what that's supposed to do for me. And I still kind of think that. But I have noticed that I have a tendency to leave the plants alone even when I know they're dying. I just don't do anything about it. And that's the same with me. Like, I know I don't feel good about myself, and therefore I don't feel good about my life at the moment, but I don't like do much about it. I just kind of like, when the plant is dying, I'm like, well, it's just a plant, you know, it's fine. But it's a living thing, and I'm a living thing. Like, that's a huge deal. I'm alive, and I'm gonna spend the rest of my life just, oh well, it's fine, whatever, I guess I'll just be miserable. I guess I just won't ever love myself again. No, 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 no. Plants are very similar to human beings. Therapists are right, in a way. I don't think that buying a plant makes people happier, even though therapists say it over and over and over, but I do see the resemblance. Like, if you talk kindly to plants, they grow. If you water plants, they grow. If you put them in the sun, they grow. With a human being, if you coop yourself up and don't talk about your feelings, and you don't speak kindly to yourself, you don't give yourself the right food and the right amount of exercise, you're just going to slowly lose yourself. And I can say that I have successfully done so. And so I started to think, okay, well, if I'm a plant, what's my sun and water? Like, what are the things that make me feel good, that make me want to get up in the morning? And I wrote down a lot of things that I do not do a good job of doing. Like, every now and then I do, but not daily. Like, reading, exercising, eating real food, getting good sleep, wearing good clothes, drinking water, doing outdoor activities, hanging out with friends, having clean spaces, working, moving, having social interaction. Those all sound like pretty easy things to do, but for some reason, like for me, at this time in my life, it seems almost impossible. Like, it just seems like too much. And it sounds so dumb, but genuinely the first thing that pops in my mind is, well, you don't deserve that. Like, just eat a bag of chips instead. Don't make yourself a meal. Why would you do that? Just have a bag of chips. Like, leave it for someone else. It's such a bad mentality that I've gotten into. And honestly, I feel like I'm able to be so open and, like, just say that out loud because it's been so long. It's been happening for so long that I can now comprehend what it is. And it's sad, but, like, it is how I feel. And it's just, the things are there. And it's like the stuff that we're taught when we're kids, you know, go to bed at a certain time, get outside for a certain amount of time, read a book every night, no screens half hour before bed. Good clothes is a big one. I've noticed that I like buy myself really shitty clothes. And by shitty, I mean like I've always thrifted. I've enjoyed thrifting. But like, I don't get myself clothes that are good quality. It's like I choose the ones that are like itchy or that I know that I'm not gonna like on myself. Like, I make myself get those. It's like, what? Because I've noticed that I just hate everything in my closet. I'm like, I don't even know why I got this dress. I don't know why I got, like, I don't know when I'm going to wear this, what I'm going to do with it. Or, like, I'll get stuff that's too tight on me because I'm like, well, I'll just lose the weight. It's like, that's not how buying clothes works. You buy clothes that fit. You do not buy clothes so that you starve yourself in order to fit into them. That's not right. And I've done it so many times. Like, I have so many things in my closet that are too tight on me because I told myself I would lose the weight in order to fit into them. And that is no form of self-love. That is a big form of self-hate. So buying good clothes of good quality that actually make me feel good about myself is a big thing. Like, a really, really big thing that I need to start doing. And also telling myself that it's okay to spend money on that, because I spend money on so many stupid things that I know I'm going to be mad about, like a lot of random food or just things I know I'm not going to use. But when it comes to stuff like clothes, like, it actually matters. I spend like as least amount of money as possible on the ugliest stuff that I know I'm not going to like. So that is something that I really, really need to work. I need to work on all that stuff, but that's a big one because it makes a big difference, like what you wear. At least for me, like, it's a way to express myself. And it's just really important to get yourself stuff that you actually love. So basically, realizing what your sun and your water is pretty much saves you. You know, like, we are really similar to plants. We need more than just the bare minimum to survive. You know, we can't just exist in an open space. We need to find the things that make us feel good and fuel us. And we need to feed ourselves and have empathy for ourselves and be kind to ourselves about whatever we're going through, because no one is ever going to understand us the way that we do. And by that, I mean that I've tried to talk to people who are close to me about the way that I feel, and they can have empathy and they can feel bad and, you know, say, I'm sorry you're going through that, or try to give advice, logical advice. But the thing is, no one is going to understand it to the extent that you yourself do. So you can talk to people about it, but looking for validation, like, I look for a lot of validation through other people when I'm going through something. And, you know, you can get it to an extent, But when it gets to a point where you're like relying on people to make you feel better when you're down, that is when it starts to get tricky. That's not a mature thing to do. Like, I've noticed that when I feel down, I a lot of times either nap or I go on my phone. And if I'm on my phone, like on social media or something, I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe I can hang out with this person, or maybe I'll ask Corey to come over, you know. And then if they can't, or like, you know, they're just not able to or whatever, it's like feels like the end of the world. And it's not the end of the world. It's just that I was relying on that person to make me feel better. And it doesn't need to be like huge breakdown. Everything is wrong. I'm awful. I'm a terrible person. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Help me fix it. That's not what it needs to look like. That might be what it feels like, which is valid. I mean, you can't help how you feel. But it could look more like, hey, I'm having a really, really bad night. And you can't control how that person responds. But if they care about you, they're gonna react in a way where you can tell. You know, they're gonna, well, I'm sorry. Or that's not, like, what's up? You want to talk about it? You know? And if they don't show that they care about it, then they should not be on your list of people to talk to when you're feeling down. So that's a big thing to remember. You got to know your worth when it comes to who you let into your life. Big time. And another thing to go with that is your life was made for you, and it was made to be modified by you. Other people should not dictate what your life looks like. There are things that might happen to you, but that doesn't define anything. You know, you're not the things that happen to you. You are what exists right now. You are the person talking and smiling and crying and feeling and walking and running and existing now. You're not the person you were 5 minutes ago, or the person you were 2 years ago or 10 years ago. That is gone. The things that happened to you 5 minutes ago, whatever good or bad thing happened 5 days ago, it is over. It's over with. It's done. It's not happening anymore. So it's time to focus on the moment that is happening now. And when you really have enough respect for yourself, you realize that it's not about the past. The past you is gone. Future you is a goal that you should want to achieve. And the you are right now is your focus. That's the way that you should look at it. At least to me. That's my opinion. And the thing is, I hate this thing where loving yourself is, it's, should be effort. No, it's hard. It's really hard. And it's meant to be hard. Things are meant to be difficult. Nothing easy was ever even really worth it anyways. So the fact that it's difficult might hurt. You know, I wish I could love myself as easily as some other people. I know not everyone loves themselves easily, but some people can, and I wish that I could, but that's not how I am. And that doesn't mean that it's never going to happen. The fact that it's hard is never a reason to give up. It just is what it is. It's even more of a reason to try harder. And the fact that we have the ability to love ourselves the way that we want to be loved is like the biggest blessing. Because I've also noticed that I have these expectations in my head for just like responses from people, like from my boyfriend or from my friends or my family. And if it's not exactly what I wanted, I get really, really upset. Like, I sent a song to my friend, like a few weeks ago. And I was like, hey, what do you think of this? And she was like, I sent her two of them. And she was like, yeah, first one wasn't, like, it was good, but it wasn't, like, one of my favorites. And second one was really good. And I, like, felt sick. Literally just because she, like, the first song wasn't one of her favorites. And it's not like she did that. It's not like she was saying that to, like, make me feel bad. She knows that I want an honest opinion. And that is, like, I've always wanted people to just be honest. That's, I would rather have honesty over anything else. And usually I've always enjoyed criticism. Like, I've always had enough respect for myself where, like, I want to get better and I want to hear the truth. But that's when I kind of had a feeling like I gotta work on some stuff. Because yeah, when she said that, I was just like, she doesn't like it? Oh my gosh. What? No, like, she's like, what do you mean you don't like it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was so, like, well, that's not the response I was expecting, so now I'm upset. Or, like, with my boyfriend in a relationship, sometimes I will say, I can't think of, like, an example, but there will be times when I say something and he either doesn't respond with, like, the amount of emotion that I initially wanted, and then I get upset. And it's like, okay, well, he can't read your mind, and he also wasn't made to just respond the way that you want him to respond. He's his own person. You know, like, I have to take a step back and be like, chill out. Like, it's a big control thing. And it gets out of hand sometimes, and I think it's, like, linked to a bit of anxiety where, like, if I'm not in control, I get really nervous. Like, I would rather just handle it. But it's impossible to control everything. Like, completely impossible. Not possible whatsoever. And if you don't feel the kind of love that you want to feel from other people, you are more than welcome to create that for yourself. Like, I used to say, you know, be your own best friend. Be your own muse. Be the reason that you get up in the morning. Like, create a life that you can't wait to wake up to. And there was a time, like, when I was at Purpich, and, you know, around that time, I was genuinely my own best friend. And a lot of that stemmed from just being alone anyways. Like, I kind of had to be. I had friends, but I was away from my real friends. And that resulted in me being alone a lot. But I did learn to love myself in a way that I've never loved myself before. Like, I haven't loved myself that much since then. And I was kind of forced into that. So now that I, like, am in a stable place and I have a good support system and I have a good relationship with, like, a man, I think it makes it more difficult too, because I rely on him more than I ever intended to. Because it's easy to get caught up in that. And no one really talks about that. I've never heard girls. Maybe it's just a me thing, but I feel like I rely on my boyfriend to make me feel pretty and make me feel like I'm loved, make me feel like I'm not annoying. And, you know, and, like, obviously your boyfriend's going to make you feel those things. And that's great. But you can't love someone if you don't love yourself. So it takes a lot of work to be able, like, you have to really earn all of the things in your life. Like, I can't play this whole victim card of, well, I'm struggling, I don't love myself, I don't, you know, and be in a relationship at the same time, because those things don't add up. Like, you have to love yourself in order to love someone else. And if you don't want to give that person up, you have to learn to commit to self-love. And it also just improves your life completely. I feel like I rambled on a bit there, but it's all, you know, that's all my raw emotion. That's exactly how I feel. And yeah, it's tough. But like I said, no one said it was easy. No one ever said it was easy. So yeah, that's my two cents. At the end of the day, you gotta be okay alone. And I'm learning that. I've been working a lot on showing myself grace, doing things that are good for me. And one day I will feel really, really, really good. It just hasn't happened yet. But I'm on my way there, and that's what matters. And if you're listening to this and you feel the same way too, I get it. It's really tough. But usually the things that are really, really tough are the things that you want to fight the hardest for, because they end up feeling the best. So don't get too discouraged by yourself. Our minds can be really mean, but we can get better. And that's all I've got for tonight. I'm about to force myself to not go to sleep at 6:02, because that would not be good. So I gotta get up and move around a little bit so I don't pass out here on my cozy bed. But anyways, thank you for listening. If you got to the end, you're great. And I just hope that everyone has a great night, and that whoever feels the same way I'm feeling figures it out soon in the way that I plan to. So thank you for listening. Have a good night.